This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Tuesday, May 26, 2009. Without words. The scripture is 1 Peter 3, verse 1. If any of them do not believe the word, they may be won over without words. If we move beyond the issue of submission in this text that has often led to church debates, we discover an important principle for evangelism that's true for all of us as God's witnesses. Remember that Peter says we should always be prepared to give the reason for the hope we have in Christ. That, of course, involves speaking. But that doesn't mean a believer should talk about the Lord in a way that sounds like nagging to a spouse or other family member who's not a believer. God doesn't want us to irritate people to a point where they will explode out of anger or never want to hear about the Lord again. Sadly, this has happened in many marriages, families, and friendships. To most people, our talk will mean little or nothing if we don't back it up with actions. We need to show by our deeds that we believe what we say about God and how He wants us to live. That includes showing mercy and patience with anyone who's not a believer or has not yet made a faith commitment to Christ. Often, a friend or loved one who is not won to the kingdom through our words can be won by the unfading qualities of a kind, caring spirit, serving the people we love with genuine humility and thoughtfulness can help them want a relationship with Christ.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.